This is Akashvani, the news read by Fin Biahui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The Prime Minister is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The Union Cabinet today approved seven major schemes to improve farmers' lives and increase their income at a total outlay of over 14,000 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said key projects include the Digital Agriculture Mission, Crop Science for Food and Nutritional Security, Strengthening Agriculture Education, Sustainable Livestock Health, Horticulture Development, Krishi Vigyan Kendras. During a routine night training mission in Barmer sector, an IAF-MIG-29 encountered a critical technical snag, forcing the pilot to eject. The pilot is safe and no loss of life or property was reported. A court of inquiry has been ordered. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the former principal of the RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, today over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. The National Portal for Unorganized Workers, ISHRAM, has achieved over 30 crore registrations in the last 3 years. The Ministry of Labour and Employment said that since its launch in 2021, the portal has showcased a rapid and widespread adoption among the unorganized workers. The ministry said that it is coordinating with different ministries and departments to develop ISHRAM as one-stop solution for unorganized workers. It added, this will serve as a facilitator to ensure seamless access of various government schemes to the unorganized workers and create awareness for various schemes. The ministry assured that the integration of social security schemes on ISHRAM will help in saturation of schemes and access of schemes to left-out eligible ISHRAM workers. The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The Ministry of Defence said that the delivery of these aero engines would begin after 1 year and be completed over a period of 8 years. The engines will have an indigenous content of over 54%. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the Khammam and Suryapet districts and took stock of the situation. In Andhra Pradesh, all efforts are being made to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu visited the severely impacted Srinagar area in Vijayawada in a motor boat this evening to oversee the relief operations. In Maharashtra, Parbhani, Nanded, Bid, Jalna and Hingoli districts have been the most affected due to heavy rains, leading to overflowing of rivers, causing closure of roads and highways. In Parbhani district, an Indian Army column comprising 60 soldiers and medical teams was mobilized today to assist the district administration in rescue and relief measures. At Paralympics 2024, India's Sumit Antil defended his Paralympic javelin gold medal, creating a new record to clinch the top podium in Paris. Antil recorded a highest throw of 70.59 meter in his second attempt. This podium finish took India's total medal count to 14, including 3 gold, 5 silvers and 6 bronze medals. Earlier, Yogesh Gathunia had brought India the first medal of Day 5 in Paris Paralympics, clinching a silver in the men's discus throw F56 final. Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal in para badminton, defeating Britain's Daniel Bethel 21-14, 18-21, 23-21 in men's singles SL3 event. Indian star shuttler Suhas Yathiraj won a silver medal in the para badminton men's singles SL4 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.